If you collect movies, you should check out bit.ly/TMRdeals. If you go there, it will bring you to our website where we have a new page devoted to showing off movies that you can get at Best Buy, either on discount or at a very good rate. Right now we have up there the Lord of the Rings 4K Steelbook Collection, which has beautiful art for a low price of $119.99. It's the extended editions too, where they have the new footage that was not even featured in the Blu-ray editions that came out in the past. It's the full director's cut. We also have the Flash Season 1 on Blu-ray if you want to watch along with us. Again, the URL to go to is bit.ly/TMRdeals. Welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. So today let's talk about Jungle Cruise, a movie which I saw yesterday but didn't recorded the episode, fucked up and hit the keypad while I was recording, which paused recording. Then I was going to splice the two together in post. So I recorded the back half and then didn't save it. And now here we are the next day recording it anyway. The movie's not great, so I didn't feel as rushed to go out and re-record this, because it's like the highlight of the movie for me was seeing the Shang-Chi and Eternals trailers on a Dolby Cinema screen. Because I am so excited for the Eternals, but you got to sell me on this movie a little bit better. Like, what the fuck? Like, I understand what you're going for here. I understand this. I don't know anything about these characters, and you have not done anything to make me want to know anything about these characters, so that should end up happening at some point, you know, maybe a story trailer in the next few weeks. What else is that I wanted to address with trailers? I think that was it. It was a pretty normal trailer viewing, unlike Black Widow. Then there was the movie, which, not great. I mean, there are plenty of Easter eggs back to the ride, like The Rock is doing his, you know, is doing the routine of the guy or the girl who's, you know, from Disney on the boat, telling all the jokes, and it's like, you know, the groan-inducing puns, and it's like, oh, that's, you know, that's funny because they do it there. Then there is the entire town in Brazil is designed to look like Adventureland. The port that Frank's ship operates out of is designed to look like a loading area for the ride. It's just full of Easter eggs like that, but Easter eggs and cool things like that do not make a good movie. I mean, like, the supporting cast is all having a blast here, and that's something I really like seeing in these movies, is that no one's taking it too seriously. Like, Jesse Plemons, who you may know from as Todd from Breaking Bad, he's just having a blast playing the son of the Kaiser. Because it's set during World War I and not World War II, and I couldn't quite figure out why, especially considering World War II kind of has a stigma of, like, we're chasing any occult nonsense that we possibly could. So, like, yeah, there's a tree in the Amazon that can grant eternal life. Yeah, we want that. So it would make sense more if it was, like, a German officer during World War II. Plus, it's Nazis. Nazis are an easy villain. It's not like, you know, Wonder Woman, where there's a thematic reason for it to be set during World War I, where it's like World War I is the war that kind of spawned the existentialist movement, because it's like we're seeing such large-scale destruction that's never been seen before, all done at the hands of man who's just trying to come up with ways to kill other men. So it kind of makes sense that, like, Wonder Woman would be set there, because it fits that she would be like, oh my god, now this is her introduction to man's world, and she's seeing everything that's going on. Thematically, I could see that making sense. Here, there's no real reason for it to be World War I when it really should have been World War II. Because U-boats were still widely used during World War II as well. But I don't think that that's something that wouldn't have made the movie better by a substantial margin. But it would have made it easier to understand what they're trying to go for. What else did I want to address with this movie? Like, it's a very cut and dry plot. Very easy to, you know, digest. Very simple. Nothing really newer and explored in this movie. Where it's like, okay, there's a thing in the rainforest. We gotta go find the thing. Let's go find the thing. Okay, we found the thing. We're gonna face off with, like, it's like Indiana Jones, it's like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean. And it's not as well executed as any of them. But I will give the movie, it is wall-to-wall action. There are very few sequences where there is no excitement going on the screen. So, you know, maybe that's, you know, a positive. Maybe it's just designed to mask the fact that the movie isn't really great. Because, like, I think Apocalypse did the same thing, X-Men Apocalypse, where it's like, we're going to try and mask this movie in so much action, and so much going on that we're going to keep it moving the entire way, but the movie wasn't great, but also the action wasn't great. And I think that's something that really hurts this movie, too, is that the action isn't well choreographed or well shot or the cinematography isn't great. There's nothing about this movie that's really, you know, cool or, you know, interesting. The visual effects leave a lot to be desired. Like, you would think at this point the studio behind The Jungle Book and behind The Lion King would be able to make a CGI cat that looks like it fits into the environment normally. But no, we have that shit going on, and it looks weird, and who knows why that's a thing. There is a, like, and there are times, it's like I talked about the New Mutants last week. There are times where there are bits where it looks really good, and then there are times where it looks like shit. And it's just, you know, the times it looks like shit greatly outweigh the times it look really good. What else did I want to point out about this? Oh, the whole inclusion thing. I'm getting tired of Disney doing this bullshit where it's like, we're going to be inclusive, we're going to include a gay character in our movie, and everyone's like, oh, cool, all right, a gay character in the movie. And it's always, like, not a major part of the character's identity to the point where it's, like, very briefly mentioned and then not in a way that can be cut out or, like, can be construed in multiple ways as to not lose too many people. And it's, like, the issue with this movie is, this is the kind of movie where it's, like, they're gonna say that they made a main character gay, and then the movie bombed. And that's not why the movie bombed. That's completely superfluous to the rest of the movie. It's just a shitty movie. And Disney's not a, you know, you would think, like, it feels like it's like, okay, well, while Tomorrowland and the Haunted Mansion and this and this and this and this all bombed, maybe this one will work because Pirates of the Caribbean worked. And even Pirates of the Caribbean only worked to a certain degree, and then after a certain point, no one gave a fuck about it anymore. And the effects got shittier, and the movie got shittier, and who cares anymore? So I don't know. I wouldn't recommend anyone see this movie. It's not entertaining. It's not fun to watch. It's not, you know, it's not even like the action is cool where it's, you know, there's a lot of action, a lot of, you know, things going on, but it's not fun to, like, it's not an experience that I would replicate by watching this movie again. I certainly wouldn't pay $30 to watch it on Disney or Disney Premier Access. Definitely not worth that. But yeah, if you haven't seen this movie yet, maybe skip it. Maybe wait until, you know, the next time. Maybe wait until next week to go to the movies because, you know, Suicide Squad comes out next week. And that movie looks amazing. And I've heard very good things about it. So yeah, so we'll wrap up there for today. Next week we have the Suicide Squad. And I think Respect is the week after, which is the Aretha Franklin biopic produced by LeBron James. So until then, have a great rest of your week. Do you like the show? Do you hate the show? Are you indifferent to the show? No matter what, you should probably let us know what we're doing so we can change it to better suit you, the listener's needs. You can go to either bit.ly/boscontact, which is a contact form page you can use. Also, you can just email us directly at 30minutereviews@gmail.com. If you have questions that you would like us to answer, we can answer them on the air. We have a few questions every week that will be selected to be answered on air. So if you want to tell us what we should do, or if you have a suggestion for a movie or a TV show or something we should cover, go to bit.ly/boscontact and also email us 30minutereviews@gmail.com.